Today, I want to share about becoming and being a thriver. Take a moment to pause. Take a slow, steady breath in, and then let it go. Wherever you are right now, know that this moment is for you, is yours. A space to reflect, to reset, and to remember what it means, not just to survive, but to begin to understand what it means to truly thrive. To thrive mentally and emotionally is more than just getting through the day, ticking things off your to-do list. To thrive is about feeling alive, alive within your life, within your mind, within your body. To feel comfortable in your own skin. It's about living with awareness, resilience, and joy, even when the challenges in life show up. A thriver isn't someone who never struggles, who never has bad days. A thriver is someone who chooses growth over fear, learning over defeat, and hope over despair. A thriver is someone who chooses how they respond to life. When we're in survival mode, life can feel small, limiting. We can feel trapped. We're focused only on getting by. But thriving asks us to gently expand beyond that. To ask, what supports me? What nourishes me? What lights me up? What makes me feel connected to myself and to others? Thriving asks us, how can I grow through this? This shift begins with self-awareness, noticing our thoughts, becoming more aware of what it is we're telling ourselves, of how we're narrating life. Noticing our emotions, noticing our body's signals without judgment, just awareness. I am feeling sad. I am feeling lost. And then not making up stories, but just witnessing. From that awareness, we can choose. We can choose compassion over criticism. We can choose patience over pressure. We can choose possibilities over limitations. We can choose to thrive over feeling trapped. There are simple, powerful ways to learn and to step into thriving. Grounding in gratitude is a really good way to start the day and to pause throughout the day. Each day, take moments just to notice even one thing that brings you a sense of warmth, peace, or calm. A glimmer, whether it's a friend of yours saying something nice, feeling the sun on your face, hearing a song that reminds you of someone you love, or just noticing. Noticing something special around you. And you get to choose to ground in that gratitude, to pause and to be grateful for something in that moment. The second thing you can do to learn how to become a thriver is to honour your emotions. instead of pushing them away, instead of thinking them and overthinking them and getting stuck in thinking them, allow them to be seen. Honor them and gently process them. And that means just sitting with them. So perhaps noticing, I'm feeling sad and I can feel that in my chest. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to write a story in your head about it. You don't have to tell yourself anything more. Just noticing the feeling and where you feel that. The third thing that will support you to become a thriver is investing in what energizes you. Whatever it is that brings you alive, that gives you those moments where everything feels good, calm, healthy, or just right. That might be time in nature. It might be creative expression. It might be meaningful conversations, writing a journal, hearing your favourite song, or simply moments of rest. The fourth thing that supports you to become a thriver is creating inner safety, creating a relationship with yourself that allows you to feel safe. Reminding yourself, I am worthy, I am capable. And allow yourself to grow at your own pace. And that means not comparing yourself to others, not thinking you should be doing or be somewhere else, but just stopping, pausing, and saying to yourself, I am enough. Just as I am. I am unique, and that is my superpower. Thriving is a practice, a skill, not a destination. Thriving is a daily act of choosing life-enhancing thoughts, behaviors, and connections. I want you to take a moment and just listen to these affirmations. And if you want to, you can repeat them, anchoring these messages within you. Let these words land within you. I am resilient. I am open to growth. I am worthy of joy. I am becoming and being a thriver. I am learning to grow through everything that I go through. Take one more deep breath in and fully exhale. Carry this reminder with you into your day. You don't have to wait for everything to be perfect before you thrive. Thriving begins now, in the small choices, the gentle pauses, the way you speak to yourself, and the love and the kindness you allow in. You are a thriver, and it is now for you to learn the skills to make thriving a part of your daily life, to grow through everything that you go through, and to learn to enjoy that journey.